Chapter 16, Principles of Penetration. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse from memory, summarize the principles of penetration recorded in the book of Joshua, mobilize others to apply these principles. Key verse, Joshua 4:13. About 40,000 prepared for war and passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. Introduction. 40,000 people were mobilized by Joshua, the great mobilizer. They passed over Jordan, prepared for war. These men and women did not stop with their exodus from Egypt, which is symbolic for sin. They crossed over into their promised land to claim all God had for them. Coming out of sin is only part of God's plan for you. He also wants to bring you in to the promised land of His blessings and promises. He wants to make you a victorious Christian. Mobilize to defeat the enemy and claim cities and nations for the Lord. Moses' summary of God's plan was in Deuteronomy 6:23, and He brought us out that He might bring us in. In Exodus, God departed the waters of the Red Sea to bring His people out of the land of bondage in Egypt. In Joshua, God parted the waters of the Jordan River to bring His people into Canaan, the land of blessing. The battle experiences of Israel in Canaan are natural examples that can be applied to your own spiritual life. Romans 15:4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for your learning, that we through patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope. In this lesson, you will study the principles of penetration Israel used to conquer Canaan. These principles can be applied to penetrate your own village, city, or nation for God. The point of no return. Israel had been at the border of Canaan before. See Numbers chapters 13 and 14. When you come to the border of Canaan, you will either be mobilized and move forward, or you will return to the wilderness of your spiritual wandering. When Israel came to the border of Canaan for the first time, they said, "We are not able to take the land. The enemy is stronger than we are." Numbers 13:31. Unbelief will keep you immobile on the threshold of God's promises. Like Israel, when you are fearful and unbelieving, you begin to sorrow, Numbers 14:1, murmur, Numbers 14:1, look back, Numbers 14:2, question, Numbers 14:3, rebel, Numbers 14:4. Israel's lack of faith led first to discouragement, then to disillusionment, then to disobedience as they returned to the wilderness. But this time it was different. 40,000 people prepared for war passed over Jordan. The message to Joshua to arise and go over Jordan was given at a time when it was impossible in the natural. It was flood season and the water was very deep and wide. But Joshua did not hesitate. He marched Israel to the banks of the river. That was as far as he could take them. You may be faced with a Jordan River in your spiritual experience. It looks very deep and wide, and you do not know how you will be able to cross over and claim God's promises for your life and ministry. But God says, arise and go over. If you mobilize yourself and go as far as you can, God will supernaturally do the rest. You will not be able to cross over, but you can take others with you as Joshua was commanded to do. Always remember that God will not ask you to do anything without sending His presence before you. The ark, symbolizing God's presence, crossed over before Israel. The Israelites committed themselves when they crossed the divided Jordan and watched it close behind them. They were at a point of no return. This is where God wants to bring you through your study of this course. Principles of penetration. After Israel crossed over Jordan into Canaan, We find walls of cities collapsing at their shout, nations trembling because of their presence, and enemy kings under their feet. What were the spiritual principles that changed this group of wanderers, this disobedient, complaining people, into mighty warriors whose shout alone brought down a great city? After they arrived in Canaan, Joshua did not form a committee to discuss battle plans. The people did not take an opinion poll about what they should do. They did not vote. They had learned their lesson the first time they had come to the border of Canaan. See Exodus 13 and 14. Instead, Israel moved forward at God's command as a mobilized unit, taking the land for God. The battle principles they use can be applied spiritually in your own life and ministry. The following principles of penetration are drawn from the major battles recorded in the book of Joshua. These include the central campaign, Joshua chapter 6, 1 to Joshua chapter 8, 35, the southern campaign, Joshua chapter 9, 1 to Joshua chapter 10, 43, the northern campaign, Joshua 11, 1 to 15. Prepare for war. The first principle is to prepare for war before you enter enemy territory. You already studied about the preparation of Joshua and the people in lessons 13 and 14. Israel had been mobilized and commissioned by God, Joshua 1, 3. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. God had given them the land, but they only possessed that portion which they claimed. Read Joshua 1, 1-9. The people understood their responsibilities were to arise. Joshua 1, 2. Go over. Joshua 1, 2. Be strong. Joshua 1, 6-7 and 9. Be of good courage. Joshua 1, 6-7 and 9. Do not be afraid, Joshua 1, 9. Do not be dismayed, Joshua 1, 9. Divide and claim the inheritance, Joshua 1, 6. Use the word to be successful. Observe it, Joshua 1, 7 and 8. Do it, Joshua 1, 7 and 8. Do not turn from it, Joshua 1, 7. Speak it, Joshua 1, 8. Meditate in it, Joshua 1, 8. Obey it in totality, Joshua 1, 8. Note that being able to observe and do according to the word comes from speaking and meditating on it. These same responsibilities are yours as you are mobilized to penetrate territory for God. Israel also had a clear understanding of God's responsibilities. Joshua chapter 1. He would give them the land, Joshua 1, 2-4. No man could withstand them, Joshua 1, 5. He would be with them, Joshua 1, 5. He would not fail them, Joshua 1, 5. He would not forsake them, Joshua 1, 5. He would be with them everywhere, Joshua 1, 9. He would prosper them by his word, Joshua 1, 7 and 8. These are God's promises to those who are mobilized and prepared to take their nations for God. Know your enemy. In Joshua, the enemy was the Canaanites. God had identified the enemies and given specific tactics for dealing with them in Leviticus chapter 18, Deuteronomy 12:31, Deuteronomy chapter 7, and Deuteronomy 20:16-18. God's word identifies your enemy as the world, the flesh, and the devil. The Bible contains many specific instructions on how to deal with these enemy forces. To be victorious in penetrating the land, you must know your enemy, Satan, and how to deal with him. Recognize the enemy's position. If you are to identify your enemy, you must be facing him, not fleeing in fear. Do not fear the size of the enemy forces. When you begin to move forward in faith, you will find God's hand is already upon the enemy. This is what mobilization is all about. Study Israel's battle with the coalition of five kings in Joshua 10, the kings of Jerusalem, Hebron, Jarmuth, Lachish, and Eglon all joined forces against Israel. The actual battle is described in Joshua 10:6-11. God intervened with a great miracle for Israel. You can read all about it in Joshua 10:12-15. The Canaanites worshipped the sun and the moon. When the sun and the moon stood still in Israel's behalf, they realized the God of Israel was greater than their own gods. Their five kings, hidden in a cave, were brought out, and Joshua told the men of Israel to put their feet on their necks. This was used as a natural, visible example of the position of the believer's enemy. Satan's head was crushed by Jesus at Calvary. Jesus is the head of the church, and we are his body. If Satan is under his heel, as promised in Genesis 2:14-15, then he is also under our feet. If there are enemies of the world and the flesh hidden in your life, bring them out and confront them. Then, spiritually speaking, put your feet on the neck of the enemy and conquer him. Seek the assurance of God's presence. The ark, the symbol of God's presence, went before Israel into the Jordan River and traveled before them in battle. When Israel sinned, as they did at Ai in Joshua 7, the presence of God departed and they were defeated by the enemy. Always make sure when you are mobilized and on the move for God that the presence of God is going before you. If there is sin in your life, deal with it. Sin separates from God's presence. Recognize that the battle is God's. Over and over again, God told Joshua and Israel, "The battle is the Lord's. Shout, for the Lord has given you the city. I have given the land into your hands." Keep telling your armed men of war that God has already given the victory until the spirit of this gets into the soldiers in the ranks who will execute the battle. They will not have to take the land with their own talents, abilities, and skills. The battle is the Lord's. Do not depend on natural reasoning. If Joshua had depended on his natural reasoning, he never would have tried to capture Jericho by marching around, shouting, and blowing horns. As you mobilize spiritual forces for God, you must recognize that his ways are not your ways. No matter how foolish a situation appears in the natural, you must always trust God. Isaiah 55:8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. What the world views as weak strategy, God uses to put the strong to shame. 1 Corinthians 1:25-29. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Whenever Joshua depended on his natural reasoning, he had problems. Read the story of his alliance with the Gibeonites in Joshua 9:1-27, which illustrates this fact. In this case, Joshua was deceived by appearances. Test everything that comes to you, either from the supernatural or natural realm, on the basis of the Word of God, prayer, and the inward witness of peace. You will not be able to discern the source of everything with the first look, for deception is a tool of the enemy. Joshua was in too much of a hurry. Mobilization does not mean rushing ahead without divine guidance. When in doubt, wait it out. Wage offensive rather than defensive warfare. Joshua did not wait for the enemy to attack. He waged offensive warfare rather than defensive warfare. Many believers spend all their lives battling attacks of the enemy rather than waging offensive spiritual warfare and taking their promised land. Be strategically mobile. When a person is strategically mobile, he is constantly in motion. He is not set in his ways, entangled in the affairs of the world, or living in past victories or defeats. He is on the move for God, constantly claiming new victory. Joshua was strategically mobile in Canaan. He was constantly on the move, penetrating new areas, mobilizing the troops, acting upon new instructions from God. The Bible records that the early church was strategically mobile. Its members went everywhere preaching the word. To be strategically mobile, you must develop a harvest mentality and a soldier mentality. When you have a harvest mentality, you are willing to stay or move at God's direction in order to reap the harvest. We have often come to times of great spiritual harvests in some nations of the world and faced a problem of too few reapers. The church must make a new commitment to go where the harvest is. When Paul was rejected by the Jews in Antioch, he and his teams went on to Iconium. Acts 13:51-52. When they were run out of one city, they shook off the dust from their feet and went where the spiritual harvest was ripe. You also need a soldier mentality. When you have a soldier mentality, you are always listening for new orders from the commander. Just imagine a soldier refusing to follow any orders except those given to him 20 or 30 years ago. They were good orders when they were given, but have long since ceased to be the mind of the Spirit. When Jesus was on earth, he was strategically mobile. He went from village to village and place to place. Luke 4:43. He was always responding to the commands of the Father. If we are to reap the harvest where and when it is ripe and battle for strategic territory, we must do likewise. Attack key strongholds. Joshua's strategy in Canaan was a series of attacks against key Canaanite cities. See Joshua 9:10-28-43. Joshua attacked Canaan at the center, isolating the two halves of the country and making it impossible for the remaining armies to link up and form a united front against the Israelite troops. He attacked the key strongholds of the enemy. Deal decisive blows to the enemy. Do not settle for anything less than total victory. By attacking the strongholds in your life, you weaken Satan's capability of strengthening his hold on you. Do not depend on the flesh. God did not want Israel to be dependent on horses and chariots for their victories, so when they defeated Canaanite armies, Israel halved the horses of the enemy, which means they cut their leg muscles to make the animals inadequate for war. This way, Israel was not tempted to trust in the horses and chariots. Have you been trusting in the horses and chariots of the enemy, doing things the way the world does when fighting your spiritual battles? Attack root causes rather than surface symptoms. Israel utterly destroyed the enemy until none remained. The land is only penetrated when the enemy is totally destroyed. If Israel had left any of the enemy in the land, the root of their sin would have only developed to trouble them again. Do not stop with surface battles. Do not be satisfied with partial victories. Continue to mobilize your spiritual forces and penetrate the land until the enemy is utterly destroyed. Obey God. One of the most important principles of penetration is obedience. The Bible records that, in Joshua 11:15, as the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Your ability to mobilize and penetrate is directly related to your obedience to God. persevere in battle. All of Joshua's victories were not as quickly won as the Battle of Jericho. Read Joshua 11. Joshua waged war with the kings of the land for 6 years. Joshua 11:18. Perseverance, remaining faithful in battle, is essential in capturing strongholds, driving out the enemy, and possessing all God has promised you. Focus on the victor instead of the victory. Joshua led Israel in worship of God after their military victories. See Joshua 8:26-31. Sometimes we make the mistake of emphasizing a battle and our part in winning it, focusing on the victory instead of the victor, the Lord of hosts. Learn how to turn defeat to victory. Israel experienced a great defeat at a small city called Ai. You can read about it in Joshua 7:8. Because of the importance of this principle of turning defeat into victory, an entire chapter is devoted to this subject. You will learn what to do after Achor in chapter 17. The land that remains, read Joshua 13:1-7. As Joshua approached death, there was still much land remaining to be claimed by Israel. Israel had to complete what Joshua led them to begin. A truly mobilized group of people will continue to penetrate enemy territory even when their leader is removed. To truly mobilize a group of people, you must wean them from their dependence on you. When Joshua died, each individual tribe had to continue to battle and rid their land of the presence of the enemy. That which is learned corporately must be applied individually. God promised Israel he would eliminate their enemies little by little. Exodus 23:29-30. You do not get rid of your spiritual enemies in just a few battles. God drives enemy forces out of your life little by little as you face and conquer the circumstances of life. This requires constant dependence on him. What promises of God are just waiting for you to claim? What strongholds of the enemy remain to be conquered? What land in your spiritual life remains to be possessed? These principles of penetration will help you mobilize to take the land that remains.